A bill extending a major poverty-fighting tool to low-income immigrants progressed in the Maryland House of Delegates today. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the bill is controversial because it includes immigrants without legal status in the United States.
The legislation extends the state's existing earned income tax credit to low-income residents who file taxes with individual taxpayer identification numbers, or ITINs, instead of Social Security numbers. During Thursday's debate, Delegate Julie Polokovich Carr, a Montgomery County Democrat, said both citizens and immigrants who have Social Security numbers already get this credit.
But for mixed status families, they're the ones getting cut out. So there actually are U.S. citizens, especially children, who have been cut out of the earned income tax credit because their parents file with an ITIN. These are low-income working families who are suffering through this pandemic.
Republicans oppose giving the credit to undocumented immigrants. The bill could get a final vote in the House as early as Friday. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.